on.
I'm busy. Look. There goes the game.
You're listening to Ithaca Now, WICB's weekly news program focused on stories in the Ithaca community. I'm your host, Leah McDermott, and thanks for joining us. On tonight's show, Joshua Pantano tells us about the Ithaca Comic Book Club. But first, we have Blake Matthews and George Christopher with Community Beat, and Sarah Payne with this week's Politics Beat.
This week, Tompkins Siren Alert announced that an autistic and Hispanic 9-year-old child was missing from Ithaca South Hill. The child has been since found safe, but is not alone. According to the Last Missing Persons Clearinghouse State Report, released in 2020, the New York State averages about 2.5 missing cases per 1,000 children. And in 2020, Tompkins County had a total of 28 missing children with a rate of 1.9 cases per 1,000 children. Of the 28 missing children in Tompkins County in 2020, all but one were deemed to be runaways. For support, anyone can call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. And runaways can call the National Runaway Safe Line at 1-800-786-2929.
On Friday, the Ithaca Fire Department and Bangs Ambulance responded to two separate emergencies near Ithaca's Gorges. According to the Ithaca Voice, around 5:20 p.m., both IFD and Bangs responded to a person who was unconscious after swimming near the 30-foot dam at Six Mile Creek. After rescuing that person, they were informed by a hiker of another emergency with a person stuck on a steep slope unable to move. Both rescues took about 2 hours total. The IFD is urging all Ithacans to remain safe when enjoying the summer weather.
After two electrical fires with 40 days in between, Lev Kitchen has reopened their doors to the public. The first electrical fire took place in December of last year. However, the Ithaca Electrical Inspector deemed it safe to continue their business operations. After a second fire in February, Lev Kitchen closed their doors for a month. Owner Ben Platoke said the cause of the fires was due to outdated electrical wiring from the New York State Electric and Gas, denying the cause to be related to the space Lev Kitchen occupies. But with the help of the community, owners Ben Platoke and Yen Wu were able to raise $4,751 to support their staff during the closure, as insurance did not support the employees' wages. Wu and Platoke have since changed insurance policies to ensure the support of their workers.
Tompkins County is looking to deconstruct the Ithaca Professional Building on North Tioga Street. According to the Ithaca Voice, the county has hit a snag due to a lack of plans for its new building, which would be used to meet office space needs for the county. Ithaca City land use laws require plans before deconstructing buildings. The county could claim a higher government purpose, quote-unquote, to skirt those rules, but it isn't clear if the new building would meet that standard.
The New York State 4-H program recently presented the Gulf and Janssen with the National 4-H Council's 2023 Northeastern Outstanding Lifetime Volunteer Award at the annual New York State 4-H Horse Bowl contest last week on Saturday. Janssen has been with the New York State 4-H program for over 20 years and worked to create a scholarship fund in the memory of the loss of her daughter, who experienced a deep connection to the program. Janssen's accomplishments with 4-H include the start and maintenance of clubs, providing trainings to other leaders, and the primary force behind New York State's status as the state to beat in national competitions.
The family of Tatiana David has opened a GoFundMe to support David's 4-year-old son who has autism. According to the Ithaca Voice, David was killed after being abducted by a former partner from her home in Ithaca on April 5th. Later that night, David's abductor crashed his vehicle and entered a shootout with police, after which David was found dead as a result of gunfire. It isn't clear if David was killed by the shot from her abductor or police. The GoFundMe has a goal of $20,000 and, as of this recording, has gathered a little over $11,623. For Blake Matthews, I'm George Christopher.
The Tompkins County Ethics Advisory Board, or the TCEAB, is nearing 1 year since the commencement of an investigation into the ethics complaint made by alderperson Cynthia Brock that covered a wide variety of issues. Last Monday, a 49-page document surrounding the topics of the investigation and its inquiry were released. It showcased the TCEAB's advisory opinion, and within the document, many of the violations are being credited to former Mayor Savante Myrick, who resigned in February of last year to take position of executive director at People for the American Way. Ultimately, two different violations and four appearances of a violation that were attributed to Myrick, but also noted that none of these violations present themselves as intentional. The violations addressed covered his time as mayor and as an employee for the PFAW. Some of the issues investigated were that of the PFAW organizer's name showing up under the Ithacans for Reimagining Safety campaign name. Policies that Myrick was working for while in office would be similar to those that the PFAW were advocating. Questions emerged surrounding ideas of potential third-party influence and the procedures within the RPS effort. The investigation would look into the timeline of when these procedures and from when the nonprofit center, the Center for Policing Equity, was retained in late 2020 to when Myrick left office in early 2022. Myrick voluntarily cooperated and took part in the investigation process, but stated criticisms over its legitimacy. Vying to represent Ithaca's 5th Ward on the Common Council is Ithaca resident Jason Hodson, who has lived in Ithaca for 17 years and worked as a software developer and consultant. Hodson stated that he is running due to the fact that he, quote, takes pride in the value that Ithaca espouses and wishes to help it realize many of its stated goals, end quote. Hodson also says that he supports goals such as the Ithaca Green New Deal, reimagining public safety, and more. He places emphasis on issues with funding and resources and how they are currently prohibiting these goals from occurring, and also affordable housing and staffing within different city departments. Hodson stated his idea that the best way to address this issue is to find new sources of revenue, cost sharing throughout the county and city, and encouraging cooperation, alongside working with surrounding towns. He'll be running against Clyde Letterman, a Cornell University freshman.
You're listening to Ithaca Now. I'm your host, Leah McDermott. For almost 50 years, the Ithaca Comic Book Club has provided comic fans with a community, boasting themselves as the oldest comic book fan club in the United States. The group has become an Ithaca institution with the yearly Ithacon a staple of Ithaca Springs. Ithaca Now correspondent Joshua Pantano has more.
The Comic Book Club of Ithaca meets during the first and third Tuesday of every month. Comic book, movie, animation, and video game fans come together during these meetings to connect over their shared interests. According to the club's website, it's the oldest active comic book fan club in the United States. Meetings for the club first started in February of 1975. Carmela Merlo, one of the leading members of the club, has been a member of it since 1979.
The comic book club is kind of like discovering a whole extended family of cool cousins that you always wanted and never knew were out there. So it's wonderful the way, no matter what aspect or subgroup of fandom you're interested in, you will find someone at the Comic Book Club of Ithaca that either already shares that interest or becomes interested.
The meetings usually have a topic that the members plan to discuss before they get there. For instance, in March and April, the club had meetings centered around cartoons related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, commonly known as STEM, as well as a swap night, where members exchanged old comics and memorabilia.
We do a little go around the room, little introduction, and maybe talk a little bit about what we're reading these days, any interesting bit of pop culture news. And then most of the time, we dive into a particular meeting topic. For example, the meeting that you and Zach and August attended. This was the last meeting before the comic book convention this weekend, Ithacon. So, not too surprisingly, the topic was an Ithacon sneak preview. And then the first meeting in May after Ithacon, on May 2nd, that will be the Ithacon wrap-up. So Ithacon is the big event in the club's schedule. But then other meetings, sometimes we focus on a particular artist or a particular subgenre of comics, and sometimes the two overlap.
Sometimes the meetings have more specific focuses, such as a genre of work or a particular artist.
And so sometimes we do programs that have a historical angle. Other times we'll focus on a writer's body of work. We'll focus, or we'll look at a new type of cartooning. We do periodically, we do a survey of web-based comics. That's such a gigantic universe on its own. It's impossible for any one person to keep up. So, every year or so, or every other year, we'll do a program where we just go around the room. What are you reading online? What do you recommend? We'll do that with movies. We'll do that with comics in general. New and recommended, we call that. We call that meeting topic. And sometimes we'll do catch-up sort of meetings. What have you discovered? What have you discovered lately? But that it might be something that was actually out on the market for some time, just an overlooked gem. So we'll take it from that angle as well.
The club meetings are an opportunity to learn about historical aspects of comics and popular culture as well. For example, Merlo talked about the club's experiences watching the Wednesday series on Netflix and its connection with the original comic strips by Charles Adams.
We watched the first episode of the Wednesday miniseries. But to lead into that, the previous meeting, I did a program on the cartoons, the pen and ink cartoons, of cartoonist Charles Adams. He created all of those characters. So the Adams family began as cartoons in The New Yorker. The characters didn't have names until the TV show in the 1960s, which Adams was involved in. He was involved in, he came up with the names for it. And so that's cool. He got to see the jump for those characters from cartoons to television. So we do things like that. We'll look at newspaper cartoons from time to time.
Additionally, the Comic Book Club of Ithaca created Ithacon, a two-day comic book and popular culture convention that takes place at Ithaca College. Ithacon 46 took place on April 22nd and April 23rd of this year, bringing together fans of countless fandoms in one spot, as well as many accomplished writers, artists, and creators.
Ithacon these days is co-sponsored by Ithaca College and the Comic Book Club of Ithaca, and that association began with Ithacon 39. Professor Catherine Kittredge in the English department at Ithaca College brought the convention to IC, and it's been a wonderful partnership, just absolutely wonderful. She and I were the executive committee for Ithacon 39, so that was kind of the pivotal year. But Ithacon was co-created by Bill Turner and other officers of the Comic Book Club all the way back in 1976. Ithacon 1 was in 1976. And the first one that I attended was Ithacon 5 in 1980, and I attended it as a volunteer. I was not on the convention committee or anything like that. That started with Ithacon 6 the next year. And as Bill mentioned at the meeting on Tuesday, Ithacon 1 was a one-day show, but Ithacon 2 already was a two-day show. And with few exceptions, Ithacon has been a two-day show. So there are guest writers and artists, panel discussions, cosplay, lots of meet and greet. IthaCon is a good-sized comic book show. You don't have long lines to meet any of the guests. You really can interact with people.
IthaCon's many guests, artists, and writers are available to talk to at the convention. Guests include comic book writers Will Dennis, Don Simpson, Mike Gold, and Roger Stern. Additionally, comics publisher Ahoy Comics was featured at the convention. Although the comic book club has had a definite longevity, it had trouble keeping its footing too.
The club almost folded back in 1979. Maintaining an organization, maintaining community organizations can be difficult in a college town. People are transient, much more so, or even more so than usual. And Bill and Tim Gray, another co-founder of the club, found themselves basically the only club members. And so they had to decide, were they going to close the club down, divide the books in the club library, and say, well, you know, it's been fun. We did 4 IthaCons and a couple of one-day shows. Maybe this is it. And they decided not to do that. They decided instead to hold a one-day show that they called an open house. And they advertised it. I still have the flyer from that event. That was my first, that was how I first found out about the club. And I went to the convention, or I went to that one-day show. A number of people did. I think it drew a couple hundred people, and a number of us joined the club after that, and it hasn't always been smooth sailing since then, but it's never gotten quite that dire either.
Merlo also said that with the gradual increase of comic book culture in mainstream or popular culture, there's a much greater interest in what used to be a small field.
People do get the jokes now, thanks to the big budget movies. The movie industry has finally been able to do with movies what comic book artists have been able to do all along and make it look real. So even people who have yet to discover the source material often get the jokes, and that's great. You can just drop a one-liner, and a lot of folks will know what you're talking about. That is very, very cool. We sometimes joke that we're everywhere now.
As for the comic books that Merlo reads, although she could not pick a favorite, she talked a bit about the genres and styles that she enjoys most.
I tend to like stories that have a good human interest as well as the action. I look for a balance there. But I tend to do that in any fiction that I read.
Yeah.
The comic books, they're a whole brain activity, a way of presenting material. You have to integrate the words and the pictures. But as far as the content, I tend to look for the same things in comics that I look for in other reading.
When all is said and done, the Comic Book Club of Ithaca and IthaCon are places where people can come together and share their interests with each other. For those who might be hesitant about attending a club meeting or going to the convention, Merlo said it's always worth making a visit.
If you like to read, join us. And even if you don't like to read, or if you think you don't like to read, join us anyway, because you might find something that changes your mind about reading. We've seen it happen. And that's extremely cool. So, if you have any interest in these pop culture worlds at all, come to IthaCon, come come to a comic book club meeting. The club meets first and third Tuesdays right at the public library, the Tompkins County Public Library. First and third Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. We meet in the Schwartz-Jacobson room there at the toward the back of the library, across from, sort of across from the young adult section.
For WICB News, I'm Joshua Pantano.
That's all for this week's Ithaca Now. You can listen to all our stories on WICB.org. And if you'd like to listen to past shows, follow WICB on SoundCloud and subscribe to Ithaca Now to hear the show anywhere, anytime. Also, subscribe to The Latest to hear our daily newscast every weekday. Just search WICB News Presents on your favorite podcast app. For more updates throughout the week, follow WICB News on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This show wouldn't happen without the support and assistance from the manager of television and radio operations, Jeremy Menard, WICB station manager Connor Hibbard, and programming director Harrison Kona. Thank you. Ithaca Now is produced by news director George Christopher, with assistance from news production director Leah McDermott, our web coordinator Mbayini Onburasan, and social media coordinator Chess Cabrera. All of the music for our show's intro and outro comes from Dr. Dundiff of Louisville, Kentucky. Have any feedback, story ideas, just want to say hi? Feel free to reach out by emailing news@wicb.org. We will be back with a full episode of Ithaca Now at 7 p.m. next Sunday.